My mom shot me a text earlier saying that she wants me to mention her over there and just have us pray for my grandma and grandpa over there. If you don't know, she's currently over there trying to help him do some tests, like some medical tests for his illnesses. So let's pray really quick over them right now. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here tonight to learn more about you and praise you and worship you. I ask you to be with my grandpa as he goes through these tests, and help the doctors to find things that could give us a lot of good information on how to treat his illnesses. Be with him. Be with my grandma. Help them to see you in my mom, and just help them to see your love that you can give to them, and just be with all of them, and thank you for Jesus and his presence in our lives. In his name I pray, amen. All right, so tonight's lesson is going to be on humility. So what is humility? What is humbleness? Looking it up on Google, it's defined as a modest or low view of one's importance. So it's basically a selfless act. And it's a difficult thing to practice, especially for me. Humility is not really my strong suit, especially during high school, whenever I do good in a track meet or some kind of football game or some kind of band performance. It's hard to be humble for that, because you know that you yourself have worked very hard trying to get to where you are, and it's hard to just kind of like brush off compliments, you know. It's difficult, and in my opinion, I think it's difficult for all of us. Humans are narcissistic by nature, in my opinion, and we always seem to want the glory for something we did. We want the spotlight and the fame. We always want the attention on us. But that is not how our attitude should be. So what does a humble person look like? What do they do to exemplify that humbleness? So what I've noticed is that a humble person will not take much, if not any, credit for anything good they do. And this goes back to me taking all the credit for doing well in something that I rarely did, you know. They praise others instead of praising themselves. They are proud of others. They are not self-centered. They are selfless, not selfish. So for me, humbleness translates into the business world, me being a business major, and particularly right now is in leadership, taking a class in leadership, and recently I read an article about being humble in the workplace. It had some pretty interesting points. Particularly, there were six little things that they listed. How you can practice your humility in the workplace. Number one was be open to others' opinions. The second one be tend to others' needs. Number three, admit your mistakes. Number four would be accept ambiguity. Number five would be self-reflect. And number six, let people do their jobs. The interesting thing about these six things is that they all benefit others, not yourself. Immediately. You're not doing this to please yourself. You're doing this for your followers. I once had a manager who said, it's not you who works for me, it's me that works for you. Like, I want to make you happy. I want to do things for your benefit. And that was a pretty significant kind of quote that I heard from someone. It really hit home in a lot of things that I do now. So let's go to the Bible and let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. And chapter 2 has a very important passage about humility. It explains how we as Christians should imitate Jesus' humility. So let's read verses 1 through 4. It says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." So it says if we want to be one with Christ, we'll have to be like-minded with him. Being one in spirit and having the same love for him as he loves us. We should not do anything that propels us forward, leaving others behind. We need to be sure we are doing these things for others. And we practice out our humility by valuing others and not being self-centered. Continue on in the passage. We'll read verses 5 through 8. It says, "In your relationships with others, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in an appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross." So Jesus, who was already a part of God, he's God in human form, but he was humble enough to not even put himself on the same level as his Father God. Instead, he took the role of a servant, serving his Father and the people of the world with the good news. He did not have to die on the cross. Jesus was human, and he was given the freedom of choice, but he displayed his humility and love by sacrificing himself to save us from our sins. And that is very selfless of him. And closing out in verses 9 through 11, it says, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, and that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So what can we do in return? What can we do in return for Jesus' example, for his sacrifice that he gave us? For starters, we can give him the love and respect he deserves, for giving himself up for the people during that time and the billions of people after him. And we can imitate our lives based upon his examples that he gave us by being here on earth. So in closing, I encourage you to practice humility like Jesus did. Serve others. Do things that aren't for your benefit. Do things for others. And if you need any encouragement tonight, if you need anything at all, we have people who can help you as we stand and sing this song.
How he loves me, how I